Hi, Bob. When it comes to term life insurance, is price the only determination you really need to consider?
Wouldn't that be nice? It certainly would make life a lot easier, wouldn't it? Just being able to look for price. But like anything else, there are differences between term policies. A lot of people will tell you that they, you know, if they're a low-cost provider, that that's pretty much what makes a difference in it. And, it, you know, price is important, but there's some other things you need to consider, you know, when owning just a simple term life insurance policy. And one of them, in my opinion, that's tremendously important is the convertibility option that may or may not exist in the policy. So in a term contract, you know, hence the name term, it lasts for a period of time. Let's just assume in this illustration, 20 years. Let's say you've got a term policy that lasts for 20 years. Well, if you've got a term policy that has a convertibility provision within it, what that does is it allows you at any point, depending upon the definition, but the way most of them work is you can convert that policy to a permanent plan without proving insurability, provided that you convert the policy during the policy period, so within the first 20 years. Now, that can be very important because if for some reason you become uninsurable at some point in time, you may not be able to get insurance in the future, or it actually might become an asset where you could sell the policy. I've done that, and it's worked out pretty well for people. So you might be able to save a few bucks by not having a convertibility option or a weak convertibility option in the program, and that could really cost you in the long run. Because the price differential to get a decent carrier with a good convertibility provision within it, and it's only a few bucks, it's really nothing significant. So in my opinion, the convertibility option within a term life insurance policy is one of the most important features of the policy. And the second one, I think, that you've got to look at is you want to make sure that the company you're dealing with is, you know, has decent enough financial ratings when you're not worried about them, you know, going out of business and not being able to pay the claim. Now, the good news about, you know, living in Massachusetts is we actually have probably something that few people are familiar with. We actually have an association here in Massachusetts called the Mass Life and Health Guarantee Association. And what they do, it's an association of all the insurers, and what they do is they'll guarantee the death benefit of a life insurance policy up to $300,000 if the company were to become financially insolvent. So you've got an insurance policy on top of an insurance policy, but it's limited as on a death benefit to $300,000. So if you've got a very large life insurance policy or something like that, well, the financial ratings of the insurer that you're working with become important at that point in time. Gotcha. So you need to think about, even if you have, let's say you had $900,000 worth of policies, three policies with the same company, if the company financially went belly up, you'd only get the one $300,000 policy. The other, you know, your other losses, you're going to have to get in line with creditors at the of the insurer.
Ouch.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so
at least you have that protection.
At least you have that. Right? Not all states have that. It also protects $100,000 up to $100,000 in cash value in a life insurance policy. So as much as we complain about living in Massachusetts and the expenses and the high tax levels we pay, we've got a some very good consumer protections here in this state.
Agreed.
Probably like no other. You know, it's impressive what we have here. So just to kind of summarize a little, you want to make sure if you're going to have term insurance, which is the right thing to do for most of the people most of the time, in my opinion, again, not always, but most of the time, is you want to have a good convertibility provision within the policy, and you want to have be with an insurer with strong financial ratings. So it's not just price you look at when you're buying a term policy.
Gotcha. Good to know, Bob. As always, learning something over here.